Becoming a leader in your life doesn't have to be something that is only a skill or a talent that you were born with. It can be something that you acquire, learn to fully embrace and embody, and begin to take charge of your life. Sometimes it just begins with as simple as making a decision. Today, I'm going to give you my most powerful techniques and how you can fully embrace a leadership role in your life. Let's go get that nugget. Becoming a leader in your life, a lot of people think that it has to be this natural skill and talent or ability that you were born with, and if you weren't born with it, then you can never be a leader. I have worked with a lot of clients that feel like, if I wasn't born with that leadership role, then I'm never going to be a leader. I don't have that kind of confidence. I don't have that confrontation ability to stand up for myself or step fully into who I want to become. I'm passive, or I learned it from my mother, or any of those stories that you tell yourself. I know that it is easier when you are naturally born with a skill or an ability that you just step into it. But I have taken a lot of clients from a place of not having confidence and not having that leadership skill, and are able to now fully embrace and step into and take charge of their life and their spiritual and personal development. So I want to talk about it today. I would say it's really interesting. People meet me, and if I were to have this interview kind of conversation with them, they would think that I always had this confidence. I had to step into this confidence, and I talk about it kind of sporadically in my podcast, and I talk about, you know, how I was pretty quiet as a kid, and I had, you know, a dominating older brother and a dominating mother, and they talked a lot, and they are very confident, very domineering, and so I kind of slunked in the shadows, if that's a word, but I kind of stayed in the shadows. I was pretty quiet. I didn't really fully start to step into a confident role until I was probably ninth grade, so 15 years old. But I am fully confident now. And of course, there's times where, you know, in a new situation, I might not be as confident, but I'm confident in myself. I feel comfortable in my own skin. And I have adopted that by these techniques that I'm going to share with you today. I listen to a lot of people in our group pages, and a lot of them are saying things like, I really wish that I had more confidence, or I really wish that I could make decisions better or set boundaries. All of this happens when you can trust yourself. You know, that is part of one of the steps, is being able to trust that you can do it. Trust yourself. Like, so it all begins with a relationship with you. I believe that back then, when I had a couple of relationships that were really dumb, they really should have been either non-existent relationships, or they should have been weekend relationships instead of 4 years, or, you know, 2.5 years or whatever. But I just wasn't confident. I wasn't confident in my abilities. I wasn't confident in myself. I wasn't my own best friend. Where I am today, I am my own best friend. And when I have, and when you have that relationship with yourself, you have great values, character, integrity, trust, and you have this an abundance of self-love. And when you have self-love, you take care of stuff, right? You take care of yourself, you take care of your environment, you take care of your money, you take care of your purpose. You begin to make decisions in your life that kind of revolve around your relationship with you. Does that make sense? You know, it's like your kids. Especially mothers, them, you know, there's fathers out there too, but I really definitely see this a lot with mothers, is no matter what, your kids come first, because you have this relationship with them. And what if you had that relationship with you? I mean, if this is a difficult thing where, oh yeah, I'm not even on the list. You know, if there's anything left over from the day, from work, from the customers, from my boss, my coworkers, traffic, my husband, my wife, my kids, if there's anything left over, then yeah, I'll use that for myself. But typically I'm so freaking tired that I'll just go to bed. How many of you live a life like that? Well, guess what? You're walking around as an empty tank. And eventually that is going to catch up with you. I promise you. I promise you. And like in the last episode, I just said, in connecting with your inner wisdom, is you're going to be driving straight off the cliff. You know, eventually it is going to catch up with you. So If you want is go back in my other episodes and look for the ones that are, one is titled Self-Love is Not Selfish. Like that's a really powerful episode in my opinion and helping you to establish that relationship with you. I find it to be, that is the core of you achieving the things you want in your life, is that relationship with you. It is not an ego. I mean that it is, I genuinely love myself as I'm experiencing this journey and my human experience and my spiritual experience, that I now take care of things differently. And I think that can be the very core piece of developing a really nice, solid leadership ability, is developing that relationship with you. So it starts with self-care and self-love. And you can go back and check out those episodes, or go, if you're in Spotify, I think Apple has it too, but you go into those, you go into search, it says search this podcast, and you can type in self-love, self-care, something like that, and you'll get the episodes I have on that. So, but moving on here, is becoming the leader in your spiritual life begins with that. It begins with that self-love and self-care. The next is make a decision. And now this is so hard. It feels so hard that I have a lot of clients that say it's really hard for me to make a decision. Well, I have another episode that is called DONE, and it's an acronym, D-O-N-E. And I'm going to open my computer right now and tell you the number of it. One second. And in this episode, I give you like an easier way to make decisions. And I find it to be kind of exciting when it comes to making decisions, because they don't have to be as hard. Things don't have to be as hard as we think they are. Our ego, our story, all of that stuff gets in the way and prevents us from really living the life that we're meant to live. And when things are hard, that typically means that our ego is in the way, creating some story that we just can't overcome. We just can't get what we want from that. Sorry, I'm a little bit scattered. I'm trying to find that episode. I'm going to pause this. Hold on. Okay. Sorry about that. It's number 434. It's called Goal Achievement, How to Get It Done in 2024. And DONE is an acronym, D-O-N-E, but it does help to build this leadership skill that I'm talking about today. When every day we have a goal in mind. There's something that we're working on. We want more money. We want to change careers. We're in a bad relationship. We want better health. There's always something that we're working on. I don't find many people that are not trying to solve some big life thing. You know, they're always fighting some big thing. And the first thing is, in stepping into your life, is making a decision. Now, that decision doesn't have to be knowing all of the solutions or knowing the how. And I find that to be the hardest part about making a decision, when someone says, well, yeah, I want to make more money, but I don't know how to do that. I want to switch my job, or I want to deepen my relationship with my spouse, but I don't know how. It doesn't matter if you know how. First, you have to make the decision. First, it's the energy of making the decision. I always like using going on a vacation as a really clear analogy for this, because I can say, okay, oh man, what I really want is to go on vacation. Okay, that's great. What's the next question? Where, right? Where do you want to go? If you're going to go to Alaska, you're going to pack very different than if you're going to go to Miami or Puerto Rico or Italy, right? You're going to bring different things. You're going to save different money. You're going to plan differently. So the first in your life is making the decision of where you want to go. What is the end outcome? How much money do you want to make? You know, what does your relationship look like? If it was ideal and perfect and amazing, what would it look like? If you wanted to change careers, you don't need to know what the actual career is. You can go vague and go big. I want my career to be fun and exciting, and I want to make, you know, high four figures a month, or I want to have freedom, or I don't want to work nights, or I want to work just days, and I want to have, you know, whatever. So describe it in that way. From there, the decision, like, I want to go on vacation, but I want to go to Italy. Okay, there's that. I don't know how we're going to get there. I don't know how, you know, we're going to save the money, or I don't know when we're going to go, but that's what I want. So it's making the decision that helps to allow the inner guidance and source and the universe to kind of come to your system and be like, oh, that's what you want? I want optimum health. I want to be at my ideal weight. I want to feel amazing. I have energy. I want to run. I want to climb. I want to kayak. I want to swim. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I want that. Making the decision aligns you with the goal versus being flip-floppy. Okay. So think about, go even simpler. You're sitting at home with your spouse. All of a sudden it's dinner time and you're like, man, I'm hungry. And your spouse goes, yeah, me too. Do you want to go out to eat? Yeah. Where? I don't know. Where do you want to go? Right? That conversation has no energy, does it? What if your spouse says, ooh, I know. Let's go to that new sushi restaurant that's downtown. Boom. Guess what we're doing? We're getting up. We're brushing our teeth. We're getting dressed. We're starting the car. We're getting going, right? We've all of a sudden got this collected amount of energy that is moving us towards that goal. Now you're going, well, yeah, Jen, that's just going out to dinner. Right. Well, you're still in the process of going somewhere. Where do you want to go? Where are you going? Where's your health? Where's your health? Where's your relationships? Where's your money? Where's your career? Where's your, I got them all. Health, wealth, relationship, career. Yeah. So make the decision. That's the first part. You don't need to know how. When you're going on vacation and you're going to get there, you don't, right now, you just get excited because you're going to Italy, you know, and you don't know all the stops for the airport. You don't know what you're going to actually do when you get there day by day, by hour. But the next, that leads me to the next thing is trusting in yourself through the process. So if our plane gets delayed, oh gosh, what if that happens? Maybe we shouldn't go. Maybe we should just stay home. No, it's all part of the adventure. Trust yourself that you'll be able to figure it out. Trust yourself that you'll be able to problem solve along the way. And if you do need to do a little research, maybe you've never flown overseas before. I haven't. I would do a crap ton of research. I would ask people who have done it, how hard is it to be on a flight for 18 hours? Oh gosh, I don't know how long it is to fly to Italy. But oh, bring this. Oh yeah, you know, bring a neck pillow, bring a big pillow, bring some snacks, bring some books, take some sort of like melatonin so you can sleep, right? I mean, so I can get some pointers to help me, and then go make the decision. So make the decision, and then you don't have to worry about all the steps. You don't have to worry about the how or the when. What? Where am I going? And you could even be vague, just enough to create some energy, and then trust yourself that you can overcome any problem that you come up to. And you can always change your mind. The day before the flight, you can be like, I don't want to go to Italy. Would you be out of money? Yeah, probably. But you can still change your mind. That's all part of the process. The next one is enjoy the experience. We are here on this planet, in this physical experience, to have an experience. And so enjoy it. You are meant to struggle on this one thing and learn these, overcome these challenges, solve these problems, and learn learn from the experience. Take that into consideration. Ever played a video game? There's always a challenge. You get through level one, you get through level two, now you're on level 44, and it's a challenge. You got to beat the boss. You got to learn new things. You got to bring in new skills. Well, as you do that, you grow and you change. You know, going on a trip, let's say you go overseas by yourself. That's going to be in and of itself an adventure if you've never done it before. What if you went on a bike ride across the state, across the country? That in itself would be an experience, and you would learn from it, and you would become a different person in the process. I think people don't make enough decisions. They get in a rut, they stay in the rut, and then they wake up one day going, how come my life is exactly the same for the last 30 years? Make some decisions. Trust the process. Enjoy the experience. And this last one is all about understanding that you have a purpose on this planet. You know the snow globes? You know, it's a globe that's got little specks on the bottom and you shake it and all the snow starts moving. Shake your life up. Do something different. That's when life gets exciting and invigorating and begins to move, and it just starts to be amazing. So it is about standing and stepping fully into this experience. Play a video game. Do you just stand there? You're playing a racing game. Do you just stay at the start line and never actually get going, or drive a little bit and sightsee the weird buildings and parked cars that they have in the game? Do you ever play an adventure game and you just don't do anything? No, you get in the game and you play the game. It's like, even if you're playing solitaire on your phone, you don't just deal the cards and then sit there. You play the game. You move your character around within the game and you experience and explore. You overcome the challenges and you win. And you get a little feedback. You're like, oh yeah, I overcame that challenge. I won. And then you play the next level and it challenges you just a little bit more. And then you play the next level. You see where I'm going? Apply that to your life. You're in a challenge right now. You have to overcome your health. You have to overcome your relationships. You have to overcome your career, your financial worries. That's a challenge. How do I get better? I have to become better. I have to problem solve. I have to find solutions. I have to tap in. I have to uncover the power within. And in order to do that, we have to like ourselves enough. We have to become a better version of ourselves and like ourselves enough to play this game, not the game on your phone or your tablet, but the game of life. Learn how to play the game of life by stepping into becoming the leader, just like your character is in the video game. That character moves. You move it around and you overcome those challenges and it becomes a better character. Put yourself in life. Become the character that you're meant to have. Just like a character in a video game, they're loaded with certain weapons or certain smarts or certain abilities. So are you. You have certain abilities that you were born with. Let's use them. And in the meantime, overcome these challenges. Make a decision today to live your life and to live your life to the fullest. Go get the job and the career that you actually want to do. Go find the relationship that lights you up. Deepen your connections with other people that just broaden the whole perspective, that just make you fall in love with life. And if right now you are like, Jen, I don't know what you're saying, but this is a bunch of crap and I am not dealing with it and this is stupid, then I say, you know what? It's time to shake your own snow globe. Go back, find yourself in there, in the whole timeline, and find yourself and love yourself. Become your own best friend. Step into the role of leading yourself. You lead yourself and your life is going to start unfolding in ways that you would never thought possible. Thank you for listening. Your support means the world to me. I want to let you in on a little secret, a decision that I made. I am never going to have ads during the episodes. This will ensure that the show stays uninterrupted and in the flow. However, to keep the lights on and the tape rolling and allow me to continue dedicating my time and energy to the podcast, I am asking for your support. And to do that, I have introduced a $5 a month membership. Your contribution keeps the episodes coming and ensuring continuous improvement in content, quality, and delivery in bringing you those valuable nuggets. This is not only to support me and the show, but also an investment in your continued spiritual journey. See the show notes below for membership instructions and other ways to donate to this program. Thanks again for listening and for being an amazing support. Thank you for listening. If you liked that episode, please subscribe, like, or write a review. Let me know how that landed with you. If you'd like to support this podcast, please check out in the show notes where you can buy me a chai tea, or you can join my newest podcast membership for exclusive episodes, guided meditations, and transformative exercises that you won't find anywhere else. Bring your journal, open your heart, and let's get ready for some serious transformation.